There's news today from South Carolina, where Dylan Roof, the accused gunman in last month's church shooting, was indicted today on 3 new charges of attempted murder in addition to the 9 murder charges that he already faces.
And those murders ignited a debate about the role of the Confederate flag in the South. And today, senators in South Carolina weighed in for a second day in a row.
Senate will please come to order. Members and guests remain standing while we are led in our devotion by the chaplain.
This morning, the Senate gave final approval to a measure that would take down the Confederate flag that flies on Capitol grounds. Ben Bradford is a reporter for WFAE. He's at the State House. And Ben, what stood out for you as you watched the vote?
Well, you know, it was pretty pro forma this morning. I think they got most of it out of their system over the 6 hours of debate yesterday. So only a handful of senators got up and spoke. The bill passed, as you mentioned, by a wide margin. And then afterward, they took a moment to recognize the wife and daughter of State Senator Clemente Pinckney, who, of course, was one of the people killed in the Charleston shooting that spurred all this kind of renewed interest in removing the Confederate flag.
Some senators, though, have been conflicted about the vote. Yesterday, we heard from John Corson. He's a Republican from Columbia who has a wall in his office dedicated to the Confederate General Robert E. Lee. Let's hear from him.
That banner to me is a military flag. Always has been, always will be. I've never have perceived it as a racial symbol. I regret, deeply, deeply regret, that right-wing extremist groups have hijacked that banner and turned it into a political symbol of hate.
Corson voted in favor of removing the flag, but I wonder, Ben, how difficult of a vote was this for senators like him?
Well, that's the shift that we've seen. You know, I mean, before the Charleston shooting, this would have been unthinkable. Back in 2000, there was a huge debate over this. Protests, the NAACP boycotted tourism in South Carolina, a boycott that remains to this day. And the compromise that they were able to hammer out was to move the flag from on top of the state capitol to a memorial for the Confederacy. You know, that was a really tough compromise. So the idea that now it can sail through, I mean, that is a very, very big change that is really due to this, to the tragedy last month.
Let's listen to another voice from yesterday's debate. Here's Republican Lee Bright.
I'm more against taking it down in this environment than any other time, just because I believe that we're placing the blame of what one deranged lunatic did on people that hold their Southern heritage high, and I don't think that's fair.
And here's Democrat Darrell Jackson.
When I see a Confederate soldier, I don't get goosebumps and feel all warm and fuzzy on it. I respect the fact that you do. All I'm saying is you can't force all of us to have the passion that some of you have about certain things.
Ben, it sounds like Senator Jackson's argument there carried the day.
It absolutely did. But I think that that's really the grounds of the debate right there, right? I mean, on one hand, you have people who feel like, hey, this is honoring our ancestors. And on the other hand, you have people who feel like, hey, this is a symbol that is not does not include us. It is against us, and it's flying over the state capitol that's supposed to represent all of us.
The bill now goes to the House, but that may not be as easy as the Senate turned out to be. Tell me about what you expect to see in the House as this debate goes forward.
So it's a big question mark. The Speaker of the House, Jay Lucas, has the ability to decide really what process it goes through. There's a lot of talk about different amendments. You know, people wanted to put it over to a voter referendum and let voters vote on it directly in the next election. There was another one to let it fly once a day, and those were all defeated. So the bill that made it through the Senate was pretty clean. In the House, it's just not clear if that's going to happen, if support will mobilize around, you know, one of those sorts of proposals that would then, you know, muck up this process from the point of view of these people who want the flag taken down.
Mm. Well, as you say, this debate in South Carolina came along with great speed after the shooting in Charleston. But you're based in North Carolina most of the time. What is happening with the debate over the flag across the South?
Yeah, well, obviously, I think that South Carolina is the most prominent. And I personally was surprised to find that there are 2 days a year when not the Confederate flag that I think we're all familiar with, but different versions of flags used during the Confederacy fly at the North Carolina State Capitol. And now there's a push there to try to remove that. Obviously, this is something that's going on throughout the South.
Well, one step in South Carolina has been completed, the Senate approving a measure that would take the flag down and now goes to the House. Ben Bradford, a reporter for WFAE, reporting from the South Carolina State House. Ben, thanks very much.
Thank you.